It's me, Nanny. Are you ready for another one of our naughty lessons? I know it's rather late, but it's a special one tonight. Can you see why? That's right. Nanny's wearing her nightgown. Last time, when you played with Nanny's breast, I kept my clothes on, didn't I? I just undid my blouse and let those busty bosoms pop out for your fun. And you looked, and you touched, and you licked, and Nanny made milkies for you, and she rubbed up and down on your penis until you just had to put it between her jiggly titties and make a lovely mess all over them. I really didn't need to get undressed for that. But naughty time tonight is a bit different. I have something planned which requires, shall we say, fuller access. Just let me squeeze in next to you on the bed and we'll get started. Do you know, I actually wasn't planning on coming to your room tonight. I had a lovely bath and then I went to bed, but I couldn't sleep. I was all squirmy and wriggly. Why? Because I couldn't stop thinking about naughty time, silly. I was thinking about what part of a lady's body my good boy would like to learn about next, and how I was going to teach him about it. And I had so many good ideas that I really couldn't wait. So here I am in my long white nightgown, which means very conveniently that we're going to have easy access to the subject of tonight's lesson, Nanny's bottom. You're going to look at Nanny's bottom, touch and stroke and massage Nanny's bottom, kiss and lick Nanny's bottom, and then bottom and have a lovely release all over it. Does that sound like fun? Does that sound like naughty, special fun? Now, the first thing I'm going to do is lie on my tummy like this. Then I want you to reach down to the hem of Nanny's nightgown and pull it up slowly, slowly. Remember, my good boy must do exactly as his nanny tells him during our special lessons. That's it. Up over my knees, over my thighs, and here, let me help. Up around my waist, and there we go. Nanny's big, full, creamy, round ass, all on display for you. Could you hand me that pillow, dear? I'll put it under my tummy so my bottom is raised up a bit. Now, you need to pull up your nightshirt so we match. And I want you to sit on me. That's right. Straddle my thighs and put some of Nanny's lotion on your penis. And now you're in the perfect position to masturbate to my glorious, juicy bottom cheeks. I'll move my hips slowly from side to side. And maybe do some little wiggles so you can see that delicious, firm rump flesh jiggle. That's it. You keep rubbing your penis while I show you my lovely, ripe backside. Now, I know in this position, your eyes might be drawn to a certain other part of a lady's anatomy, but that's a subject for another day. Tonight, we're concentrating on my bottom. That's where I want all your attention. Ladies' bottoms are adorable, aren't they? So cheeky and welcoming. So juicy and bouncy. I bet you've had some lovely times with big pear bottoms in your wet dreams, haven't you? And now you're having a lovely time with a nanny's big bare bottom in your bed. In your dreams, those naughty ladies let you touch and caress their juicy asses, don't they? Well, I don't see why they should have all the fun. It's time for nanny's bottom to enjoy a nice, firm massage. So, if you just climb off, I know, it's nice on there, isn't it? So nice and warm against my thighs. But I'll let you back on soon, don't worry. Now, lie down next to me, shuffle in close, and prop yourself up on your elbow. That's it. Then all you have to do is reach across and gently start to feel Nanny's smooth, round rump. Just gliding your palm over it. Now, pressing a bit harder. Does that feel nice? Is that giving your willy special tingles? Why don't you spread your hand as wide as you can so you're touching both Nanny's buttocks? And gently run your middle finger up and down the gap between my wobbly cheeks. But not too low. Remember what I said about that being a different lesson? Oh, that's it. Isn't that nice? Oops. Oh my. It seems you found Nanny's tight little bottom hole. Ah, that's okay. That's allowed. But it's very sensitive, so you must treat it gently. Caress it with your fingertip. Make little circles over it. That's very nice. Perhaps you could kiss me there, too? Perhaps you could kiss me down there. I'm going to reach around and pull my cheeks apart just a little. And I want you to give Nanny's bottom a nice kiss. There we go. It tastes and smells delicious, doesn't it? So fresh and womanly. My good boy definitely likes that. Licking between Nanny's cheeks and swirling his tongue round her little bud. Go on, don't be shy. Take a portion of Nanny's succulent flesh in your mouth and give it a good wet, kissy lick. Oh, it's so lovely having your face buried in Nanny's big, scrumptious bottom, isn't it? Kissing and licking and breathing in Nanny's womanly scent. So you've been such a good boy. Yes, such a good boy. Doing as you're told. I think it's time for the best bit of the lesson. Nanny's lessons always end with the best bit, don't they, Pumpkin? Your penis is so stiff and hard and excited that he really needs his release, doesn't he? Remember when I saw you humping your pillow? You were pushing and rubbing your stiffy against it to try to make it go down? Tonight, Nanny's bottom is gonna be your special pillow. But we need to get it ready for our fun, don't we? It's already a bit slippery from all that licking and kissing, but I still think we need Nanny's lotion just to make sure everything goes smoothly. So take a generous scoop. That's right. And start to rub it into my naughty bare bottom. Oh, yeah. That's it. All over the cheeks. And between the cheeks as well. And some on your penis. And your inner thighs. And tummy. There we go. All set? I'll just prop myself up a bit higher on the pillow. Now. Kneel down behind me, scoot forward a little, and pop your penis between Nanny's cheeks. Perfect. Now, this is where our lesson gets really, really fun, because I'm going to start moving my bottom up and down like this, up and down. Up and down. And you move up and down too. That's it. Oh my. What a naughty position this is. You can see the whole of Nanny's creamy bottom while your penis is slipping and sliding between her cheeks. I think it would be nice to take those cheeks in your hands and push them together. Like that. So your penis is all snug. And then you can really begin to hump Nanny. That's it. You just make yourself feel good on Nanny's bottom. This is better than your pillow, isn't it? Don't worry about pressing hard against Nanny. You push and hump as much as you need to. You can even hold my hips if you want. That's right. Look at Nanny's ass. Look at Nanny's jiggly cheeks while you hump them. Oh, I love it when my good boy's enjoying himself like this. That's it. You're breathing harder now. Oh, it won't be long. But Nanny doesn't want her good boy to come just yet. No. And he always does what his Nanny tells him in naughty time, doesn't he? So, let's stop humping, dear. I know. It's difficult to stop, isn't it? But Nanny will let you come soon. Don't worry. To end our lesson, Nanny would really like to feel your weight on her. Your full naked weight on her when you come. So take off that nightshirt while I wriggle out of my gown. There we go. Naughty Nanny and her naughty good boy are both naked. Now, I'm going to lie down flat on my tummy with my bottom raised for you. And I want you to lie on me. That's it. Put all your weight on me. Nanny can take it. Gosh, we fit together so nicely, touching all along our bodies. Your chest against my back, your feet on my feet, your shins on my calves, your thighs on my thighs, and most importantly, my slippery cheeks against your stiff penis. I'm going to start making a slow, circling motion with my hips. Like that. And my good boy is going to match my movements. That's right. Slipping and sliding. Slipping and sliding his stiffy across my bare bum-bum. Round and round. Round and round. Such a naughty thing to do with your nanny's slippery ass. I'm going to speed up a bit now. There we go. Is that nice? Is that giving your pee-pee some nice tingles? I bet it is. I think it's nearly time for your orgasm. I'm just going to reach back here and make sure your penis is seated right between my cheeks. That's it. Perfect. So, here we go then. No holding back now. Hump Nanny's ass as much as you want. Is that nice? Are you getting your special tingles yet? Oh, just release when you need to, dear. Hump Nanny's generous tushy. Use her ample cheeks. That's it. It's coming, isn't it? All this wobbly, bouncy fun. It's too much to bear. That's it. Kiss my back. Kiss my neck. Kiss my neck as you hump me. Kiss me as you make cummies for Nanny's bottom. Oh gosh. Oh my. You're coming. You're coming for me. Oh, my good boy's having an orgasm for his nanny's ass. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Oh, well done to have such a lovely orgasm for Nanny. That's it. Oh, let it all out. Let all your sticky juices out. Oh, so much fun. Oh, so much fun for my good boy. Oh. It's okay. We don't have to move for a while. Just lie here on Nanny. Lie on your special pillow. Nanny's here. Nanny's here for her good boy. Nanny's always here for her good boy. Especially when it comes to naughty time.